You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Three gorgeous young women, moms, as a matter of fact, one of them in particular, leaving behind two children, one age one and one age 13, growing up now without their mother. Why? For beauty. For beauty. At the hands of a doctor that had no idea what he was doing. How many more are out there? A lot of people think it all started right here. Listen.
Did Kim Kardashian officially break the internet? The infamous reality star took to her Instagram to share her provocative cover photos for Paper Magazine's 2014 winter issue, taken by famed French photographer Jean-Paul Goudet. One photo shows Kim exposing her bare, oiled-up booty, Kim's most well-known asset, while the other features her fully clothed, balancing a champagne glass on her end table. And they say I didn't have talent, Kim captioned. Try balancing a champagne glass on your ass, LOL.
Maybe it was funny to somebody at the time, but it's not funny right now. You were hearing reporter Danny Hoyt at Celebified that seemed to set a trend not only across the country, but across the world. No offense to Kim Kardashian, who's, I'm sure, an excellent business person, but the desire to look like her, to, quote, break the internet. Take a listen to our friends at Inside Edition.
She works as a registered nurse, but when Stephanie Alcala sheds her scrubs, the Miami native says she is unhappy with the size and shape of her butt.
I want the production.
The 25-year-old knows what she wants, a voluptuous booty like Kim Kardashian. Stephanie has tried all sorts of butt-enhancing exercises to no avail. Now, nurse Stephanie has decided to get butt lift surgery. And you won't believe how she's doing it. Stephanie is doubling down on fatty foods.
Fat is the new gold in plastic surgery.
Miami cosmetic surgeon Dr. Constantino Mendieta says he's seen an 85% increased demand for butt lift surgery, all due to Kim Kardashian.
When you're looking here, where is your eye focusing? What do you like?
This projection right here.
Hey, you want to go big?
Yes, I want to go big.
When Stephanie weighs in, she saw that she gained 12 pounds of fat.
That little S-curve. Look at that. That is what's gorgeous on her.
Dr. Mendieta marks the fat-rich deposits that will be harvested to create that Kim K butt.
Before I introduce to you an all-star panel, including the mother of one of the plastic surgery victims, I want to first go to Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst, joining me out of L.A., psychoanalyst to the stars, and star of a new Netflix program, Bling Empire. You can find her at drbethanymarshall.com. Dr. Bethany, when I was listening to the first bit of sound we were hearing, and I was thinking about when Kim Kardashian, quote, broke the internet with that picture. I can't really remember it, but I kind of remember it looked like she was sitting in a champagne glass. I can't quite recall
it,
but
right.
It was all about her naked booty. And it sent waves, ripple effects through the plastic surgery industry. And it made so many people want to look like her. What is it about people's lives that they want to look different? And I'm not knocking it. I mean, I want everyone to feel good about themselves. But what is it? Why would you want to look like somebody else?
Nancy, it's such a complex question because it's motivated by multiple factors. Some people just want to look better, and we have that option today with plastic surgery. But when somebody like Kim Kardashian, who she jokes, you know, and you say, I don't have talent, in fact, she's an everyday person who became so rich and so famous, and plastic surgery helped to facilitate that. And I think what it does is it fosters a desire in ordinary, everyday women to be to inject themselves into her notoriety, to be rich and famous like her, to have the fantasy that if I had a big derriere, I might be rich and famous too. I mean, we are wired to be copycats. That's in a way, you know, part of our whole learning is that we emulate our parents and we emulate the people around us as we're growing up. And so there's another aspect though, Nancy, is that sometimes we don't want to live in reality. We have a preference for delusions and fantasies, and people easily have this delusion, the bigger my butt, the richer I'll be. The bigger my butt, the more famous I'll be. The bigger my butt, the more people will love me and look up to me. And I think that's another aspect. Really briefly, I've had a couple come to therapy in Beverly Hills recently because the husband's mad at the wife.
Okay, wait. First of all, you don't have to be brief, okay? I want to hear the whole thing. And plus, you were talking so fast, I couldn't understand what you were saying. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What about a husband?
A couple came to therapy mm-hmm. in my Beverly Hills office mm-hmm. because the wife, who actually happens to be a famous singer, keeps wanting to get her butt bigger, bigger and bigger and bigger, and she cannot stop. And she looks distorted, and it's so sad. And I look at pictures of her when she was younger, and she was slender and gorgeous and youthful. And now all you notice
Please
is
do not say
barrier.
Slender and gorgeous. Other little girls that eat nothing but lettuce at lunch. I started calling them the lettuce leaf bunch. Get it? Lettuce bunch.
Yep.
And that's all they eat. That was in the fourth grade. How old are you in the fourth grade? Like 10? And they're still doing it. They're this big, poor little things. And I don't think slender necessarily is gorgeous, but that's just me.
Okay,
go ahead.
Nancy, think about it. Think about it. I just did it. I engaged in the delusion. If you're slender, you're beautiful. So
I think you and her are comparing it to your clients now distorted behind. Guys, with me is psychoanalyst to the stars, Bethany Marshall. But let me bring in the rest of our guests. And I haven't even gotten to tell you what happened in the case yet. First of all, Emmy Award-winning investigative reporter Christy Mazurk is with us. Professor of Forensics, Jacksonville State University, author of Blood Beneath My Feet on Amazon, its bestseller, and star of a brand new program called Poisonous Liaisons on the True Crime Network, death investigator Joe Scott Morgan. Dr. Catherine Hannon, she's a board-certified plastic surgeon, professor of plastic surgery, Georgetown. That's not shabby. And you can find her at westandplasticsurgery.com on Insta and Twitter at Dr. Hannon DC. Oh, I can't wait to hear what she's got to say. Of course, you know Dr. Bethany Marshall. Gary Davidson, a special guest joining us, partner with Diaz Reyes International Law Firm at diazreyes.com, joining us out of Miami. And our special guest joining us right now. This is Keanu Weaver's mother, Renee Weaver. Miss Weaver, let me start with you. Tell me about your daughter, Keanu. She has these beautiful children, ages 1 and 13. When did you learn she wanted to have plastic surgery?
I had seen her one day, a friend had passed.
Right.
And her and her real close friend, they was talking about they was going to get some work done. So basically, really, I thought nothing else of it. I just went on about my business. Okay, whatever. How you going to pay for it?
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we're talking about three beautiful women that have suffered horribly because of plastic surgery. Keanu Weaver, gorgeous young mom in her 30s. And with me is her mother, Renee, right now. Renee, what were you saying, Ms. Weaver?
It's all about the confidence I think that a person has in themselves. I'm the type of person, and my daughter was the type of person, okay, we don't have, but I've learned to live with it. I guess it's something she couldn't live with. And the thing of it is when somebody makes you feel so bad about yourself that you would go and you would do something like that, I don't understand.
You know, to Dr. Catherine Hannon, board-certified plastic surgeon, professor of plastic surgery at Georgetown, Dr. Hannon, thank you so much for being with us. Sometimes plastic surgery, many times, makes a person feel great. They, as Ms. Weaver was just telling us, they feel more confident. For instance, you think your nose is too big. Well, you know what? You get it fixed. You feel great. And other people may not even notice that you've had it done. It may be so subtle, but you feel great about it. And of course, there are all those cases, Dr. Hannon, for instance, when women have mastectomies, they need extensive plastic surgery to feel like they look like they did before. So plastic surgery can be a wonderful thing for a lot of people. Do you think patients come in for the wrong reasons?
Actually, they do. For the most part, however, we have to, as plastic surgeons, do a better job of establishing goals. Most do a great job. If a patient has realistic goals, they can't fill out a bra. They feel uncomfortable in a bathing suit, for instance, because, you know, they feel their chest is not proportionate to their lower half of their body. Or they're moms and they've had skin stretching and muscle stretching from having children. They want to be able to fit better in pants. And I think if we have realistic expectations, plastic surgery can be wonderful. Again, provided that it's in skilled hands with
right.
someone who knows what they're doing. Unfortunately, a lot of our patients do come to us with pictures on Instagram or magazine pictures of celebrities saying they want a certain goal or a certain outcome or want to look like a certain celebrity. And that's just not a good place to start. No two bodies are the same, and it's really impossible to achieve that in many circumstances, nor is it the right thing to do. My job is to make the patient feel better, look better, but still be themselves, and just a more confident version of themselves, more sometimes if it's the face, a more rested version of themselves. So that, you know, plastic surgery should be secondary. They still feel like themselves at the end of the day, not just a bigger behind that they're walking around with.
You know, I keep looking at Kiana Weaver. Guys, Kiana, mother is with us. Christy, I'm going to get to you in one sec. Hold on. Renee Weaver, Kiana's mother, is with us. Miss Weaver, you said, oh, golly, I'm looking at a T-shirt now with her picture in it. After she passed, you said she, when some people feel so bad about themselves, they get plastic surgery. Did your daughter feel that way?
No, let me rephrase it.
Okay. I'm looking at her. She's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
I can't imagine her feeling bad about herself.
I mean, far as not her feeling bad about herself, but her wanting to change.
Right.
The way God made her. If you don't have no butt, so be it. You don't have no butt. I don't have no butt, and I'm fine with it.
And I want to balance it out because, you know, one of the first... do you remember, guys, do you remember this, Dr. Bethany, those pictures of children that have cleft palates? It's called the Smile Train. And there are children from all over the world that can't get plastic surgery, and they suffer this really difficult issue. It's a cleft palate, and Smile
yeah.
Train pays for, I think, a pretty... Actually, let me ask Dr. Hansen. Dr. Hannon, isn't that a relatively simple surgery to fix that so the child won't have a disfigurement?
So Smile Train and Operation Smile, there's lots of other organizations
yeah.
that they actually travel to other countries that don't have sufficient resources to do the surgeries. So there's two parts usually to that. One is the lip.
Right.
So the repairing the lip, and that is usually done in small children. And the problem is that they
need anesthesia for that. They're not going to sit still while we inject just numbing medicine, for instance.
Right. But it's a really bad disfigurement for a child to grow up with on your face. So there's Correct. So many good things about plastic surgery that I don't want to negate that. But, you know, let me go to Christy Mazur, Emmy Award-winning investigative reporter. I've got three ladies here who suffered at the hands of, let me just say, a butcher. What happened?
Well, now all of these procedures are drawing attention to this clinic in Tijuana.
Whoa, our Tijuana? They went all the way to Tijuana? Why? Cost savings?
Yes.
Okay.
But obviously, their bargain procedure was not what they bargained for. As mentioned by Ms. Weaver, you know, her daughter died on the table. Her friend, Kenesha Davis, suffered internal bleeding. And a third lady, Esmeralda Iniguez, suffered kidney failure. Now people are looking into this Art Silhouette Aesthetic Surgery Clinic and its director, Dr. Jesus Manuel Baez Lopez. Boy, does he have things all over social media.
What do you mean, things all over social media?
Well, this isn't the first time that this gentleman's activities have been called into question. He's been on the topic of message boards, people sometimes questioning if he does actually have the medical background and training.
Oh, dear Lord in heaven, and these three unsuspected women, mothers. Now
yes.
We've got children without a mother to get a Kim Kardashian rear end with a guy who is not a board-certified plastic surgeon, to my understanding. Dr. Jesus Lopez operated on all three women. And we're talking about death, septic shock, kidney failure, renal failure. Whoa. Okay. But why travel all the way to Tijuana? Guys, take a listen to our friends at crimeonline.com.
Kiana Weaver tells her mother she is going to Florida for liposuction and a tummy tuck. But this 38-year-old mother of two and a friend go to Tijuana, Mexico, where the procedures are less expensive than in the U.S. Nurse Kenesha Davis is having a procedure done the same day. Something goes wrong with Weaver's procedure, and she dies on the operating table. Davis is taken to a hotel room to recover. After learning that Weaver has died, Davis's husband takes her home to California. Davis said she began bleeding internally and projectile vomiting, eventually requiring an ambulance ride to the ER and a two-week hospitalization. The hospital told her she was hemorrhaging inside and had a hematoma. She could have bled to death.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we are talking about three young women. They tell people they're going to Florida for plastic surgery. They go to Tijuana. And it kind of sounds like a girls' weekend away, but they're going for plastic surgery. The same doctor operates on all three, and it ends in death, renal failure, kidney failure, internal bleeding, and children left without a mom. That's what we're talking about. To Joseph Scott Morgan, professor of forensics, Jacksonville State. I want to tell you something, Joe Scott, before you get going.
Yeah.
Don't think it's just women that don't know any better. I have a very dear friend that wanted, I don't know the right term, hair plugs, and travels to Turkey to get them. Luckily, it worked out great, and it worked. And it took, I don't really want to explain how it worked, but it did work. But the whole time I was thinking, oh my stars, what if something goes wrong in Turkey? And there he is. What could happen to him? Very intelligent people do this for a cost savings, and they're out of reach from our medical facilities that we have. But the reality is it happens right here in the U.S. So what is, Joe Scott, what is renal failure and kidney failure and septic shock? And remember, I'm not an MD. I'm just a JD. So dummy down for me. What happened?
Well, with renal failure, Nancy, essentially what is going on is that these individuals do, in fact, go into kidney failure. That means that their ability to process waste in their body is essentially shut down. And this can have horrible consequences all the way around. Now, one of the major problems with this is that we don't know a lot about the history. And I'm talking about the medical legal history. If we're looking at this as from a death investigation perspective, we've had patients, when I was working at the medical examiner in Atlanta, that have died in Atlanta that have come in from other countries that have had procedures. Had the same thing happen when I was working for the coroner down in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And it's horrible to get this kind of data and the information. But the one thing that we do know is that when you go to these locations that such as this clinic that are very sketchy to begin with, you have no idea about the credentials. You have no idea about just basic cleanliness. You know, liposuction itself is something that is intrinsically dirty. It's not something that is that's very clean. All right. So people can develop things like septicemia, which means just a total body infection, and your system begins to shut down. And this poor girl.
Well, I've got something to tell you, Joe Scott. It's not just these three women. An estimated 2.4 million medical tourists cross from California to Tijuana specifically for procedures, according to the Baja California Secretary of Sustainable Economy and Tourism, up from 800,000. 2.4 million. And that estimate was a couple of years ago. Go to Tijuana. It's known for this. Let me bring in another special guest joining us in addition to Kiana Weaver's mother, Renee, Gary Davidson. He's a superstar in this field, partner with Diaz Reyes International out of Miami. Gary, what is happening?
Well, what's happening here is enormous increase in medical tourism worldwide because of the increasing and ever increasing costs of medical procedures here in the United States. Unfortunately, a couple of practical things that they typically don't consider are, for example, what do they do? What are their remedies if something goes wrong, if the doctor commits legal malpractice? Legal malpractice is not a recognized industry in the legal profession. In Mexico, contingency fee work, which is typically done in medical malpractice cases, is not prevalent in Mexico. It's a completely different institutional structure. It's a civil law system, not a common law system. And the rules are different. And so people are taking legal risks on a regular basis when they go and undertake medical tourism. In looking at this from a practical perspective, however, you know, there's some things that can be learned from this tragedy or this series of tragedies. And one of them is something that we all know when we need a medical procedure, and that is to do our research, to look into the standards in the country, the certification standards for experts, the certification standards for board certification, if they exist. And if they don't exist, to make sure that the person they're going to see is going to do invasive surgery has a good reputation. These are all difficult things to find out when you're talking about a foreign country.
Guys, you're hearing Gary Davidson. He is a superstar in this field. And yes, lawyers have specialties. For instance, you don't want to go to an antitrust lawyer to sue your neighbor. You don't want to go to a med malpractice lawyer when you need a will written up. So Gary has a specialty in this area, including international law, which sadly is what we need in this case, because these ladies, thinking it was a fun lark, go to Tijuana and end up with horrible repercussions after what should be routine plastic surgery. I'm talking about septic shock, kidney failure, renal failure, and leaving behind children without a mom. I want to go back to Renee Weaver. This is Kiana's mother. Kiana's leaving behind a 1-year-old and a 13-year-old. Renee, did Kiana have any idea about this particular doctor?
No, and to be honest, I didn't know that she was going until the day she left. She was supposed to call me and tell me that she was going, but she never called. My son called me and told me that she had went, and I was like in shock. Then the next call I got, he called and said she was dead. And that's it. And it's more women out there, you know, that have a story to tell about this doctor, because it's ridiculous. He's taking lives and he's just disregarded their bodies like it's trash. I'm not going to let him get away with what he did to my daughter. He just discarded her body like she was a piece of trash. She didn't care.
When you say he discarded her body like a piece of trash, what do you mean? What happened?
She died, and they just took her to this mortuary. But when I'm saying he discarded her body like she was trash, is because when I went to go see her body, she was laying up there, and that place was so unsanitary. It was ridiculous. I cried when I had to leave my daughter there. And she was out there for several days until I got her back here. I had to do everything, view her body, get her from this mortuary where they had her, and have her go to the coroner's office. She didn't even have a case name. They didn't even report her dead. I had to do all of that. They didn't report her dead. She didn't have a case number. The morgue hadn't seen her body. Nothing. I had to go find her. And that's why I say he discarded her body like she was a piece of trash.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, with me is Renee Weaver. This is Kiana's mother. And we have no idea what her family has gone through and what her body went through during this procedure. Just to get a big rear end like Kim K's, it's kind of overwhelming, Dr. Bethany, to hear the heartbreak in the mother's voice. Just to get a big booty like the Kardashians have. You got to tell me something, Bethany.
Well, I mean, the suddenness, the cruelty, being cast into another society in a morgue in Tijuana. I mean, it's so horrific, and loss is horrific anyway. Loss for the 1-year-old, for the 13-year-old. No mother should have to bury her daughter. And for Nancy, in Tijuana, there are two worlds. And I recently took a friend to get dental work in Tijuana. And so for your listeners, I live in Los Angeles.
You can't find a dentist out there in L.A. that fixes all the stars' teeth?
Well, let me tell you what motivated him, because it might be a lesson to your listeners. And by the way, he has clown teeth now. They don't look good at all.
He has what?
But clown teeth. They don't look good. The dental work was bad.
Are you saying crown as in
clown, like a clown in the rodeo that distracts the bull? You know, the dental work was not good. So I live 2.5 hours above the border. He found a place called Dent Art in Tijuana, and he wanted to get veneers. And they're about, I don't know, I think $5,000 a veneer here in Los Angeles, and they were like $500 a veneer there. When you drive over the border, you are just confronted with all these huge billboards and ads for plastic surgery. It's slick. It's like driving into Las Vegas. Then when we stayed overnight in the hotel where all the clinics are, there's a big gastronomic district with really beautiful restaurants. So we went out to dinner the night before. I walked into several clinics. They're slick. Everyone's wearing, you know, they all appropriately dressed as physicians and clinicians. After he got his work done, we had a medical pass so we could skip right back over the border. We didn't even have to wait in line. So the whole situation there, it's set up for plastic surgery. When I was sitting in the waiting room of the dental office, Nancy, people were coming straight from the airport, wheeling in their suitcases. I mean, there was one American after another. The place was so crowded, and everybody was bragging about how they were getting inexpensive dental work. And there is sort of an illusion that you're getting something for free. And you asked me at the beginning of the show, you know, what drives people to do this? I think the bargain is part of it too. Like, I would be ripped off in the United States, but I'm going to get something for free down here in Mexico. But as I tell my patients, nothing in life is free. You always pay one way or the other.
Weaver was having lipo and a tummy tuck. I want to go to Dr. Catherine Hannon, board certified plastic surgeon, professor of plastic surgery, Georgetown. Doctor, again, thank you so much for being with us. I know that you're hearing this and your head must be spinning, understanding and hearing what happened to Kiana. And it's very scary because people see these stars, they see the reality stars, they want to, quote, look like that for whatever reason. But it sounds so slick, doctor. What should people be looking out for, Dr. Hannon?
All surgery is invasive and serious. There's nothing that is minimal when you're cutting into someone's body.
And when you hear her say invasive, think of invade. Something is invading your body. This time, a scalpel, invade a knife, invading your body.
It's so true. And I think patients don't want to know the gory details about what all happens in a tummy tuck, for instance, or liposuction. But it is, we take our oath as surgeons, as physicians, very seriously to do no harm. And it requires a good amount of training, not a weekend course, not watching some YouTube videos on how to, you know, where to make the incision line. So there is risk of bleeding and infection with any time we essentially enter the body. A tummy tuck is a serious procedure, even in the best of hands in the United States, for instance. 1% risk of blood clot with that procedure. And so God knows what could happen with people who don't know what they're doing.
And isn't it true, doctor, if you've ever had a blood clot, like I did when I gave birth, I had a lot of blood clots stuck in my lungs. You're more susceptible to having more blood clots if you've ever had them.
Correct. And it's unclear if the patients like you get screened and ask the appropriate questions. But the most serious part, I would argue, of all of this is that flying is also a risk for blood clots. So
you're
patients
right.
Then go have these long procedures that lay them up in bed for a while. Then they get on a plane, and the risk for a blood clot is immeasurably increased. And they often end up in the emergency rooms here in the United States when they come back. I recently had a patient who had several surgeries out of the country and developed a blood clot while she was there, and they treated her but not sufficiently, didn't give her enough blood thinner, so she just left on her own and got herself on a plane and came to the emergency room here in the United States for treatment.
And you know, yeah. I'm glad she realized what was happening. I had no ideas. I just knew I couldn't breathe correctly. I could barely breathe.
Right.
And then they found all the blood clots. So blood clots are very, very serious. Joe Scott Morgan, professor of forensics and death investigator, did you hear Kiana's mother, Renee, describing the conditions where she found her daughter's body? You've been in plenty of morgues, as have I. And the ones I've been in are completely pristine. Completely. And it's not like I hang around morgues, but I had to go for my homicide cases. That was shocking to me what her mother said.
Yeah, it is. And it goes to a bigger theme. How are you going to treat the loved ones? The deceased are deceased. You know, they're gone. But that image that's projected to those that remain and that memory, can you imagine? And, you know, I have to tell you, Ms. Weaver, my deepest condolences to you. My heart breaks for you. Absolutely. It's just heartbreaking. But that's something that is going to remain with Ms. Weaver for an extended period of time. And to take it even a step further, this is something that is going to remain with these survivors as well, Nancy, relative to the medical treatment they receive.
This is going to
impact how they are cared for in the United States from now on. You know, they might be resistant to want to go receive medical treatment at this point. And
Let me go to Gary Davidson, partner of Diaz Reyes International, joining us out in Miami. This is his specialty. Gary Davidson, what can be done? How does the long arm of the law reach out and get this guy in Tijuana?
There's really only one realistic way to do that, and that would be at the behest of the prosecutors down in the region. This is not going to be resolved in a good fashion, in a productive fashion, and on the civil side of the law, which is where I practice extensively. And convincing a prosecutor, if they're reluctant to pursue it, convincing a prosecutor down there to move forward with a criminal investigation, which will, by the way, reveal a whole series of facts and circumstances that are not known at this point.
Right. In other words, other victims.
Other victims and
maybe
the way this gentleman conducted himself throughout the years and his promotional activities, his advertising, and the conditions of the clinic when the treatment was rendered. All of those things will become part of the record in a criminal investigation, and he could be charged in Mexico. Unfortunately, on the civil side, while it's possible to pursue the doctor in the clinic, realistically, the ability to recover anything of significance, money-wise, in Mexico for this tragedy is not promising.
And I'll tell you why. I'm certainly no international lawyer, but to sue someone in the U.S., you have to have at least minimal contacts in that jurisdiction. I can't just sue somebody in another country here in the U.S. They've got to be doing business here, be located here, have some anchor here in the U.S. to get a hold of him. Now, if he is advertising in the U.S. or has a clinic in the U.S., maybe. I want to go last to Ms. Weaver, Kiana's mother. Ms. Weaver, when you wake up in the morning and you think about your daughter now gone because of this doctor and a plastic surgery trip to Tijuana, please tell us your message to other women considering this.
Please just do your research. And every woman out here, I think, is beautiful. Don't try to change yourself for anyone. If it's not for yourself, don't do it. Stay out of Mexico, please.
I want to thank all of you for being with us today on this very important topic, because you know who's dying? Women. Some of the most vulnerable people in our society are dying at the hands of butchers. We wait as justice unfolds, God willing. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.